This is a survey. It says a recent survey of 2,000 U.S. residents, and it was compiled by OnePoll on behalf of Z-Man Games.
All right.
The letter Z, Z-Man Games. And it says here that 20% of those say that they were surveyed that their game nights with friends or family are often disrupted by competitive or unfriendly behavior. Typical antics include someone quitting because they're losing.
No.
Poor losers. Someone accusing another player of cheating.
Of course.
Or two or more players getting into an argument.
Well, of course, right.
the big three. However, despite all that, according to the survey, only 11%, it says, say they witnessed a physical fight breakout.
Over a board game.
Only 11%. Well, goodness knows. But because of that, there have been certain games that have been banned. Or if not a game that has been banned, certain players banned from playing those games.
All right. So what are the games? I'm intrigued.
All right. Well, let me see what else this says here before I get to the game, just because I'm intrigued by this now that I'm looking more into it. While many respondents agree that in-person games are much more intense and competitive, 4 in 10 describe remote games as more relaxed. Okay, so the question was also further asked about, you know, did you rather play in person or play?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these games now can be played remotely.
Yeah.
We know that, especially if you're online and things like that. Let's see. Competition brings out the best in some people but the worst in others. This can manifest itself in small ways like low-level grumping and sulking, but it can blow up into shouting and strife, which can ruin a gaming experience. Yeah, apparently. All right, so let's see what the survey says about the top three games that were banned. Again, this is, again, one poll on behalf of Z-Man Games. I'm not familiar with Z-Man Games. I don't know what that is. But I'll just tell you what it is.
Okay.
The board game, number three of the top three banned, the board game Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Remember playing Sorry?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cheat in Sorry?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Maybe you skip a space with your little peg there or something.
Maybe.
Or I don't know.
So nobody.
Or maybe.
Nobody's sorry, playing sorry.
Maybe somebody chooses you to, you know, have to, you know, go back and they're upset. Don't choose me. Choose, I don't know.
Sorry.
It's a board game. Now, this, you know, this says board games. Now, this is a card game. One of those famous card games that have been played in the past number of years since it came on the market.
Yep.
Uno.
Uno, I love Uno. Yeah. Oh, I used to play Uno all the time as a kid.
See, now you could, I suppose, it's a card game. You could cheat at cards, couldn't you?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess it's possible.
Maybe somebody hiding one of those wild cards or something in the sleeve and pulling it out at the opportune time. I don't know. But people upset with the Uno playing.
I see. Somebody would slide in those, you have to pick 4 cards, is that? In the deck.
Yeah, one of those things, I don't know, but that's what, so Sorry was number 3, Uno was number 2.
Uno.
And the number 1 game, according to one poll on behalf of Z-Man Games, banned on game night.
Monopoly.
Exactly
right.
Yeah,
okay,
very
now
good.
That
Monopoly.
Does not surprise me.
Very
that,
good.
That does not surprise
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
At all.
Well, you think about the intensity of Monopoly and the way some people aren't happy when they might be close to bankruptcy.
Right, yes.
Maybe when you want to trade some of those properties and someone doesn't make a good trade. Maybe somebody's got the advantage with those hotels and motels. And
maybe these people get all frustrated because the game never ends. There is no end to Monopoly. It just is over when you just say it's over. That's one reason I played Monopoly many times, but I never loved Monopoly because it just there was no end to it.
I think it got to the point where it's like, okay, we're done. Who's got the most money?
Yeah, that's it.
Cash it out. Who's got the most, and then we'll declare you the winner. Because yeah, it's like it just never got to the point where everyone got bankrupted and you were the only one standing.
Well, in real life, those people are working very hard to accumulate cash, so they probably don't want to sit there playing a game trying to accumulate cash.
Isn't it nice to know that, though, Monopoly is still...
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me. It's been around for such a long time.
See what greed does to people? See, they even in a board game, they're all fighting each other.
A reflection of real life.